The official community plan to build out Victoria fell into place with the closing of a public hearing that spanned nearly a month, but not everyone's on board. Counts. Marg Gardiner, Stephen Hammond and Chris Coleman opposed the motion approving bylaws to implement the newest OCP as the hearing closed October 2. While on board with the plan, Mayor Marianne Alto also voiced her intent to work alongside that framework for James Bay to be investigated as a potential heritage conservation area. Alto proposed to amend the OCP and bylaws to designate James Bay neighborhood as a heritage conservation district and have staff report back on the implications for the OCP. The motion failed after hearing from staff that it would significantly delay implementation of the plan. But in her final comments, Alto relayed her disappointment council wouldn't support the idea and said she'd seek other avenues. She holds a similar plan for strengthening the tenant assistance policy that doesn't go far enough, according to the mayor and others. I also think there's an opportunity to look at policy directions which could increase that over the next few years, Alto said. The proposed new OCP, dubbed Victoria 2050, would guide and regulate new development across the city. It is specifically structured to enable housing to be built faster and ensure new development supports climate solutions and communities with amenities and services close to home. All things lauded by those in support of the new plan. Overarching to me is that the plan is about building community now and in the future. It's about having a city where workers can find jobs and afford to live in Victoria, where seniors can age in place, where kids can get to school safely. Where we welcome immigrants, newcomers and diversity. Where young adults can get a start on their careers and families, Cowan. Dave Thompson said, it's about returning Victoria to being a place where all sorts of people can thrive, not just the wealthy. Gardiner lamented the lack of public consultation after the draft was created and, like others at the table and in the public feedback, that it was based on outdated population growth projections of 24,000 by 2041. Referring instead to the forecast by Island Health and BC Stats for population growth close to 10,000. The plan before us today has not adapted to a new reality, but advances a build plan, Gardiner said. Hammond later made a failed motion to postpone consideration of the OCP until it reflected housing needs based on the BC statistics data. What we have is an affordable housing crisis, and unfortunately, many parts of this OCP proposal are doing the exact opposite. We are helping to evict tenants who have affordable or reasonably affordable housing, forcing them to search for completely unaffordable housing, he said. We can achieve the density we need without building tall buildings everywhere. Gardiner also cited its one-size-fits-all approach that targets parts of the city that have already achieved high density, specifically naming James Bay, and a lack of protection for heritage and historic properties. There's little protection for the heritage that locals and visitors most appreciate about the older neighborhoods of Victoria. This erasure of Victoria's past concerns me, she said. Others in support focused on the future. Cowan, Jeremy Caradona credited a public process, rooted in community input and meant to address multiple challenges at once. The extensive document covers the climate crisis, housing shortage, sustainable transportation, need for more green space, arts and culture, employment and renter protection as the city densifies, he said, adding he envisions it will enable Victoria to be the most prosperous, safest and most sustainable city in North America. It might not become the most affordable, but this plan does set us on a course to be less unaffordable. This is the pathway to creating the city of the 21st century.